In this video, I'm going to show you how to check on the assessment level of an article. That's basically checking what the quality of the article is. So what you want to do is you want to go to the search box and type in WP:quality. And once you go there, you're going to come to this thing that says grades, the Wiki Project Article Quality Grading Scheme. And this is the ability for the various wiki projects to basically give articles a grade. And the grades from top down are FA, which is featured article, A class, GA, which is good article, B, C, start, and stub. And there are two others for list class articles, but we're going to ignore these two for now. When an article is created, it has very basic information. It is called a stub. An example of that would be this article here from July of 2009. What I'm opening is an old revision of the article, as it says right here, from 23 November 2008. And as you can see, the article is pretty bare bones. It doesn't have very much. This can be compared and contrasted to the current article by clicking on the article button, which is slightly longer, but not by very much. This current article would probably be listed as a start class, but they still have it listed as a stub. The next quality type of article there is the start class articles, an article that is developing, but it is very incomplete. It's lacking notability, and it needs a lot of reliable sources. And this is some more specific information about that. As an example, we'll look at real analysis, the big math thing, right? And this is real analysis as of 2006. It has several paragraphs. It has a list of references at the end, but it doesn't have a single inline citation, which is really necessary. So none of this information is actually known to be reliable. You could compare and contrast this old version from 2006 to clicking on article, or it's going to show us the current article, which, as you can see, is still in a pretty poor shape that needs a lot of inline citations. The current assessment is a start class article, which is exactly what we're just talking about. It definitely needs a lot of help. Next, we have the C class articles. It's substantial, but it's missing a lot of important information. It needs more references from reliable sources, and it probably has a lot of issues and requires a lot of cleanup. As an example, we'll look at the May of 2009 Architecture of Sweden article, which looks to me like an actual C-class article. It has some references, but no inline citations. It really needs to be cited, and that's what it says right here, that it needs inline citations. Compare and contrast that to the current article, which also has this tag that it needs this. Evidently, this is a long-term issue. And it goes on and on and on, and still with pretty much the same references. You can click on discussion here, and it currently lists it as a C-class article. So that's about appropriate for that. The next is a B-class article. Article is mostly complete. A lot of major work has been done to it. Needs some further work, and it'll reach a good article standard. Let's take a look at a good article from November 2005. As we go down, we start looking at it, and we notice this is actually a pretty well-developed article. It's got a lot of information. It has good imaging with appropriate captions. It is not short on references, the inline citations, which, by the way, the period should be after the sentence, and then the references, and then the footnotes. However, this is clearly a B-class article. It's well-developed. It has a ton of information. And look at those references. They go on and on and on and on and on and on. The bibliography is there. So this would be a C-class article, a B-class article. Let's compare and contrast it to what we currently have. And the current article seems to be even longer than the one that we were looking at. Not by much, but look at those references. Let's take a look at what the current assessment is under the discussion, and it's still rated as a B-class article. So, above B-class articles, there's an assessment quality called GA, good article. Useful to nearly all readers, no obvious problems approaching, though not equaling a quality professional encyclopedic article. As an example, this article here from November of 2009. Whenever it wants to load. Well, while that's loading, I'll pull up another good article that I happen to know quite a bit. Oh, here we go. So here we are from May of 2009, this good article here. And as you see, it has a lot of different sections. And we scroll down, and there are lots of references. All the important facts are cited, and it just keeps going. It seems to be quite well developed, encompassing pretty much the entire story. Plenty of pictures and charts. And look at those references. Oh my gosh. 121 references. So let's look at that's from May of 2009. Let's see what it is now. And now it's even better. Scroll down to the bottom, we'll see how many references there are. 175. Let's see what the current assessment is. So it's definitely a good article. Look at the milestones. And it was listed as a good article in September of 2008. And it appears that in September of 10, it underwent a reassessment and it was kept. So this is an example of a good article. Good articles take a long time to make. I've written two good articles, and they could take a very long time. The next we come out to is the A-class article. A-class articles are actually pretty rare. You don't see terribly many of them. Pretty much if an article is a good article, then it's also an A-class article. Very few times you find an article that is A-class, but it isn't a good article. As an example, the 102nd Intelligence Wing is an A-class article. And we see it from May of 2010, and it's definitely a very well-developed article, plenty of references, images with appropriate captions and sections, and it goes on and on and on and on. And it has, how many references? 34, which is fine because there may only be 34 references available at the time. But compare and contrast it to the existing article. Look at the references now, and there's 40, and quite clearly this is a very well-developed article. It goes on and on and on and on and on. Let's see what the current discussion says it's at. So it appears that this article is both an A-class rated article and a good article. But look at the milestones. And we see that the A-class review was done 5 times before it finally reached its A-class article. And as you could see here, that it actually got a peer review after the 4th time. A peer review is very common. It's a method of asking for a very in-depth assessment of your articles. And it's also a good article. Now, last but not least, we have the featured articles. Featured articles are the authoritative, professional, outstanding, thorough, definitive, etc., etc. A featured article is something that is the cream of the crop. No future content additions should be necessary unless the information becomes available. Further improvements of the prose and quality are often possible. Let's look at an example of a featured article. So this is a featured article from 18 June 10, and about this fellow whose name I can't pronounce. And it keeps going on and on and on. There's a ton of information here. Very well referenced. Good charts, good captions. It has the use of notes, which is different from references. I'll show you those at the bottom. As it keeps going and going and going and going and going, this article is authoritative. This is an incredibly difficult thing to do. It takes a very, very, very long time, lots and lots and lots of effort. The notes here is essentially a footnote section that aren't the actual references, and here are the references. It has 73 references. There's the bibliography for the reading external links. Let's see what the current article looks like. For references, it has 73 references, 12 notes, and the article just goes on and on and on and on and on. So the goal is obviously to get your article to feature article status. That takes a very, very long time. It's very difficult to do. Getting an article to good article or A class, pretty much the same thing, is a major, major achievement. Getting it to feature article status is not just a major achievement, it is climbing to the top of the mountain. So that is the quality assessment for Wikipedia articles. Lastly, we have the two feature list articles. It's a list. It's a standalone list. These could be encyclopedic, such as listing all the counties of a particular state. That is definitely appropriate. So anyways, that is the quality assessment for Wikipedia articles.